So hi guys, welcome back to my channel. So I'm Katia, and within this session, guys, we're going to do a grounding session so that we can get grounded and we can get centered. And a lot of this work is kind of targeting our base chakra, but I'm not going to talk too much about that. But this session is going to be about grounding, about finding our center, and about allowing ourselves to be grounded and centered during any time in our life, where anything can be thrown at us, and we can allow ourselves to be strong and be centered and grounded. And that's what our yoga practice does for us. It allows us to be fully present and fully in our body, and fully finding that strength within our body as we practice the asanas, as well as using the breath to connect with. So I would recommend a strap if your hamstrings are a little bit tight, or the legs and the hips, just so that you've got that handy if you need it. And we're going to start this practice on our backs. So just taking yourself all the way down onto your back. Okay, so guys, as you bring yourself onto your back, I just want you to gently just take the bases of the feet to the floor and just turn your palms up, just so that we can center a little bit into our body straight away, so that we can become into this space of yoga. So close your eyes down, just allowing yourself just to be aware of all the points that are resting on the floor. So just taking a moment just to feel the weight of the body resting down on the floor, and just noticing the body coming and meeting, noticing the floor coming meeting the body. And then just take a nice deep inhale. Just really just feel that breath come in. And then just sigh the breath out through an open mouth. Just let go of any tension. Again, inhale through the nose. And just sigh that breath out. Let go of any thoughts. Inhale through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. Becoming more and more present. And then just allowing yourself now just to be aware of the bases of the feet. And I just want you to just start to spread the toes, just seeing if your toes are spread, your feet are hip width in distance and nice and parallel. And then I just want you to lift the toes up and just push through the ball of the foot and the back of the foot, and just ground, and then just release the toes back down. And just allowing yourself just a moment just to gently press into the earth. And then just release it off. Just so there's this connection and this awareness of your feet. And again, just gently press into the earth. And then release it off. One more. Press into the earth. And release it gently off. And then from here, we're just going to bring the knees gently into the chest. So just bring the knees in. And just slowly, just taking the knees apart. So you're letting the knees move away from each other. In a circle, and then let them come together. And again, bringing the knees into the chest, and then move them away as far as they'll go comfortably, and then back together. And again, away. And then slowly back in together. And then take them the opposite way. So you're circling them all the way back out the opposite way, together. And again. One last one. Lovely. And then just keep that right knee in and send the left leg down. And I'm just the foot. And then I'm going to get you to just here at this point, guys. If you need a strap, then please do take your strap. Or if you can take your big toe, you can go ahead and take your big toe. You're just going to send the leg up lovely and long and straight. And I just want the toes to come down. And again, I want you this awareness of pushing through the three points of the foot within the ball and the two points of the back of the heel. And just allow that leg to come up, just soften into the jaw and the shoulders. And I just want you to start to be aware of your breath again. So as you inhale, just notice how the leg feels, noticing that awareness of sensation within the body as we inhale. And then as you exhale, just see if you can dissolve a little bit more tension that you might be holding onto. Again, keeping soft in the neck, in the shoulders, in the jaw. Just one more breath. And as you exhale on this next breath, just bend the knee towards your chest. Just release it off. Just let all of the back of the leg let go. And then as you inhale, send the leg back up. And then just hold it there again for a few more breaths. Keep your shoulders soft down the back. Release and relax your jaw. And again, you're just allowing yourself just to observe how the inhale and the exhale feels as you breathe. Now you're just going to keep the hand, the right hand on the strap, and you're just going to release the left hand to the left hip. And we want to ground through this left hip. It doesn't want to lift. There's an option here of straightening the left leg, especially if you feel that the back is okay and it's strong and it's safe. But I want you to really flex through your feet again. So both feet, especially if that left leg is long. So pushing through the heels and pushing through the ball of the foot and the feet to flex. With your next exhale, just start to open that right leg out to the right. Keep the control of the core and the left hip is down. And then as you inhale, bring it back up. Slow control, shoulders stay away from the ears. Exhale all the way back down and over and out to the right. And this time just stay. We're gonna see if we can find a few breath here. So again, just inhaling. Notice again this awareness of sensation. And exhale, see if maybe there's more movement into it with that awareness of nothing kind of just collapsing and flopping out. One more breath. Here. And then again, just slowly control it all the way back on up with the inhale. And then keep that leg there and just bend back up the left foot, especially if it was straightened. And I just want you to bend off your right knee. Your right knee is going to the outer edge of your waist, and then you're going to see if you can take a hold of the edge of your foot. So my arm is coming inside of the leg, and then it's coming to the edge of my foot and taking a hold. You can always just take your ankle. You can even keep the strap here if that feels good. But my foot is still flexed, so please make sure that you're flexing the foot to protect your knee. And then again, I'm just coming into a little bit of a happy baby. So my shin is vertical. It's my ankle is on top of my knee. And then with your exhale, I just want you to bend up the knee and bring the heel towards the groin. So it's just kind of releasing and relaxing. Then inhale and peel the shin back up, vertical line. And then again, exhale, release it off. Inhale, send it up. Keep this left hip down, this left leg secure. Again, exhale and inhale. And then just finding a few breaths here, encouraging the knee to move down by the side of the waist, keeping the foot nice and active and flexed. And just explore your breath here again for a moment. Noticing the breath as it moves down into the belly, into the hip. As you exhale, is there more softness? Jaws relaxed. One last breath. And then guys, just slowly and gently release that right foot to the floor. And then we're going to take the left leg up. So taking the left leg up, again, just allowing yourself just to really be aware of the toes and the foot. And then maybe again, you can go ahead if you wish and send that right leg straight. So just taking a few breaths here, just holding it, shoulders soft. And again, noticing, just experiencing the breath with the movement. Last breath. And then just exhale, bend off the knee towards your chest. And then inhale it back up. And again, take a few extra breaths. Again, softness in the upper body. And then you're just going to take the strap into the left hand. The right hand is going to slide down towards the right hip. And then with your exhale, you're going to allow the left leg to open up to the left. Keep that right hip grounded. Keep the control, the flexed feet. Inhale back up. Now on this one, we'll stay. So again, make sure you're aware of your feet activating. Legs are strong, fired up. And then we're going to see if we can soften here just a touch and find more space. As you inhale, and as you exhale, one more breath, and then slowly control it all the way back up with the inhale. And again, please bend up that right knee, take the foot back onto the floor, release the strap if you can, bend the knee, and just bring the arm inside and take the hand to the outer edge of the foot. And then from here, Again, you're just checking out that you've got that alignment, that your foot is still lovely and active and flexed. And then with your exhale, just bend in the knee, bringing the heel towards the groin. And as you inhale, send it back up. As you exhale, bend it. As you inhale, send it up. As you exhale. And then inhale, we've got a few resting breaths here. Again, seeing where that knee will go. Seeing if you can really soften into the body. Find them breaths. One last breath. And then just slowly and gently bend up that knee again towards the groin and bring the other foot in towards the groin too. So we're taking both hands and they're inside of the legs again, and we're just taking our hands around the edges of the feet. The knees are winging out. So it's like a Balakonasana. So just letting the knees open, and then the heels are moving down towards the groin. And then with your next inhale, just start to peel the feet into your full happy baby so that your ankles are on top of your knees are moving down, full active foot. And then as you exhale, just bring the heels back towards the groin. As you inhale, open them up, keep your feet lovely and strong. As you exhale, really being aware of your foot. As you inhale, and then just keeping them there, dropping into the knees. And again, just drop into the floor. Just feel the weight of the body as you drop down, finding more space. As you inhale and exhale, imagine now that maybe the ceiling is coming down and it's pushing a little bit more onto the tootsies, and it's maybe sending the knees a little bit further down towards the floor. There's still softness in the jaw, in the shoulders. And then from here, with your next inhale, you can bend one heel back towards the groin and then see if the other leg will maybe straighten up slightly. Maybe it won't. And then exhale, bend the opposite side in as you straighten up the opposite leg. With the inhale. With the exhale, switch. With the inhale, open. With the inhale, open. Just doing that a few more times. With your breath. One last one to each side. And then just maybe seeing if you can maybe bring both open with an inhale. And with the exhale, bend. Inhale. And again, just do what you can. Exhale, bend. On this one, just hold and take a few breaths wherever the legs reach. And then slowly release them back off. Crossing one ankle over the other. Guys, you can just roll onto your side here, or if you wish, you can roll all the way up. Okay, so from here, we're just going to come all the way onto our hands and knees. And then I just want you to bring the inside of your knees together, the inside of the thighs and the inside of the ankles and feet. And I just want you to gently take yourself all the way back onto your heels. So as we come into Virasana, if you find that it's really uncomfortable, all you need to do is you stay as long as you can, and then you maybe lift up and then come back down, just so that you can work with still building the ability to encourage more and more stay within it, unless you need to just cross your legs as well. That's an option. But I do recommend just staying here. As long as you can. So just taking an interlock into the fingers, and then with your next inhale, you're just going to slowly start to bring the arms all the way up, seeing if you can start to move into your full yogic breath. And then as you exhale, the arms are coming all the way back down. So as we come past the belly fills, the ribs, the chest, the shoulders, the neck. And then as we exhale, it all comes back down and out. So see if you can keep your shoulders down as you inhale. So your arms are coming up. The shoulders don't come up. Keep them melting down. And then as you exhale, we'll just find two more. See if you can close your eyes maybe. Again, if it's too much, just lift up and just find a few rounds on your knees. Last one. So now with this one, just part the hands as you come down. Exhale, bring the hands behind and take your forehead down. The palms are facing up at the side of the body. The forehead touches down. Get rid of all your breath. Then with the inhale, come all the way back up with the body and the arms. And again, you can lift off if you need to, off the heels. Exhale, back down and surrender. Inhale all the way back up. Still that full breath. Exhale all the way back down. Inhale all the way back up. Exhale all the way down. Inhale all the way back up. Come all the way to hands and knees. Grounding through them hands, guys. Sending the knees back. You've got your knees underneath your hips, tucking your toes, and just take it into your first downward facing dog. So, guys, making sure that you've got one long line from the tail to the crown. You want your spine to be lovely and long. Your shoulders are moving down the back so that this space of the neck, so the shoulders are nowhere near the ears. And then you're allowing yourself just to make sure that you feel really grounded in your fingers. Middle finger running as far forward as it can, really spreading the fingers. And then just checking out your feet here. So just take all your awareness, even drop the gaze to your feet. See that the ball of the foot is grounding and you're allowing the heels to gently work towards the back of the mat, towards the floor. And just see what's going on. And paddle into your feet. Again, keep the shoulders moving down. Keep the jaw soft. Just observing how it feels to be inverted. Observing how it feels to be balancing. The balance is equal between the hands and the feet, and there's no pressure in your shoulders. So make sure that your heart is moving through towards your legs. Just draw the navel back slightly. Let's just find about three more breaths here. Last breath. And then just slowly take it back to your knees. And then slowly take it to your forehead. Bringing your arms all the way by the side of the body. And just take a moment here. Just to completely surrender the weight of your body down. And just allowing yourself just to feel that contact with all the points of your body and the floor. And then be aware of your breath as it comes in and it expands you away from the floor. And then as the exhale lets you drop deeper down into the floor. Just one or two more breaths here. And then just slowly, when you're ready, with your next inhale, slide the arms back forward by the side of the ears. Ground through the hands. Take your next exhale back into your downward facing dog. Again, sit bones peeling up. Shoulders away from the ears, head relaxed. Heels down.
And then from here, guys, we're going to just start to walk the feet to the hands and the hands to the feet. So I want you to bend up your knees, come onto your toes any amount, and just start to walk your feet forward and the hands back. And you're just going to allow yourself just to make sure that you've got your feet hip width in distance, nice and parallel. And then just allowing yourself to soften into your knees so that your belly can melt towards the thighs. Release the hands, release the head, shoulders are away. And then again, I just want you to just take your gaze to your feet. And I just want you to be again aware of your toes spreading. This awareness of this connection with the foot. Just rocking onto the ball of the foot. And then just rocking onto your heels. And just feel the difference in the legs as you do that. Just do that again. Rock into the ball of the foot. And then rock back to your heels. And then find balance between the back and the front. And then just lift your toes and just feel your legs fire up. Keep them fired as you release your toes back down softly. And then just allowing yourself just to find a few extra breaths here. As you inhale. And as you exhale. You inhale and as you exhale, really keep pushing through the feet. Don't let them kind of soften off. And then just slowly and gently start to gently rise up the spine, curling up so that you're nice and tall. Eventually opening your chest, opening the palms, allowing yourself just to gently tuck the sit bones, the tail, just so that you feel that with that little movement, your navel draws back. Allowing them feet to engage still, you're pushing through front and back. And then I'm just going to get us to just step a little bit wider than our hips. So just step a little bit wider than your hips from here, okay? And then from this position, just take an inhale and we'll float the arms all the way up. Keep your shoulders down the back. Keep that little tuck of your sit bone. And then we're just going to take a hold of the left wrist with the right hand. And then we're just going to really push through the ball in the back of the foot, keeping the tail tucked, and just exhale over to the right. Keep real awareness of balance between both feet when you go over. Notice if you put all the weight into the right foot, keep it balanced. Inhale, back up. Exhale, switch wrists and go gently into the other side. Keep your shoulders down. And again, as you go over, make sure that you're not taking all the weight into the left foot. Keep it in that right foot too. You're really pushing through and active. Inhale up and exhale all the way back down. Just do that again. Inhale, really rooting down, really dropping the shoulders. With the exhale, keep that navel tucking, them sit bones grounding. All the way over. Keep that balance between the feet. Inhale up. Exhale back into the left. Inhale up. And exhale all the way back down. So from here, just going to get you to just maybe a little bit closer. Just a slight width a little bit wider than your hips. And then I'm just going to get you to start to bend into the knees. Guys, the knees are going over the second toe, so they're not knocking in. So make sure if you've got if they're normally knocking in, I need you to really allow yourself to be actively aware of opening them up. And just start to bend the knees over towards the second toes. And I just want you to lean forward slightly. And then I just want you to tuck your sit bones so there's real length through the lower back. And then from here, just allow yourself just to sit as deep as you can. Really aware of these points of your feet again. So you're really grounding through them points of your feet. And then we're just going to bring the arms together, hands seal. And so do the elbows. And then just draw the shoulders down the back. And then just spread the fingers. And that thumb is just going to touch right at the brow. The third eye in between. And then just take a few breaths. Keep tucking the sit bones, dropping into the feet, shoulders away. Two more breaths. Inhale all the way back up, straightening the legs, arms float up. Exhale, melt all the way over, forward fold. Soften your knees as you go. Melt all the way down. Now, as you get here, draw your shoulders away. We're going to straighten up one leg as one knee bends and just take a few breaths there. Again, guys, make sure that you've not lost the awareness of your feet. Take a few breaths. Inhale, straighten the other. Bend the other. Make sure your knee's going over the second toe again. One more breath. And then slowly again, just straighten up both legs and just melt back over. Soften the knees. We're going to roll back up the body. Exhale, bend the knees. We're coming back into our elephant. So again, guys, just drop into the feet equally. Draw and tuck the tail. Draw the navel back. Keep your knees opening. Again, the inside of the arms touch to the brow. Shoulders down. Let's breathe. Inhaling. Exhaling. Inhaling. Exhaling. With the next inhale, all the way back up. With the exhale, all the way back down. And this time, just melt. Just soften. Just observing how that feels. Keep activating through your feet. Yes and no in your head. Really release it out. Even maybe a sway into the waist, left and right. Keep the pelvis still. Just the waist moves. And then, guys, bend the knees, roll all the way back on up. So just taking your right foot forward and just step your left foot back. We're going to do warrior from here. So right foot is forward, the left foot is back, and I'm not on a tightrope here. So guys, I have got feet hip width. So if you can see, I'm not heel to heel. I'm allowing myself to have space and a gap so that my feet have got space and my pelvis has got space to move. So I'm going to take my hands on my hips here. I'm going to tuck this right hip back, left hip forward. First of all, I'm going to take all my awareness to my feet because I want the balance to stay between both. I don't want it to slip into the right foot as I bend into my warrior. So just lengthening up your spine. And with your exhale, just allowing yourself just to bend into that right knee. Exhaling. Now just notice where the weight goes and see if you can just transfer it so it's lovely and equal. Keep this right hip back though, left hip forward, nice and grounded. And maybe a little lean forward as well so that you can tuck your tail and you can really lengthen out your back and let the back bend come from the upper back. And then inhale, straightening the leg. Exhale, bend the knee again. Keep that awareness in your feet. Inhale, straighten. Exhale, bend. Now we're going to stay here. So bend in that right knee on top of the ankle. Again, right hip gently back. Just tucking your tail, lengthening your spine. Guys, check out the weight. Just lift your toes. Make sure that you're really strong in your feet. And then just gently release them down. And then inhale. Your arms can come parallel. Or you can take them all the way up. But again, keep your tail tucking and really open up the chest more so. Find a few breaths here. See if you can soften the ribs. And then inhale, straighten the leg up. Release your arms down. Exhale. And then let's switch to the other side. So left foot is forward, right foot is back. And again, you're not on a tightrope. The left hip is sliding back, hands onto the hips, grounding through your feet. Take the inhale, take the exhale, bend into the left knee. The knee is going over the second toe, towards the second toe, and the knee stacks on top of the ankle. It doesn't go over. Inhale, straighten. Exhale, bend. And again, that little lean forward just so you can get that length in the back. Inhale. This time we're going to stay. So exhale, bend in that knee. Again, just check out the feet. Lift the toes. See that you're really strong. See that the balance is equal. And then release your toes. Tap the left hip back, the right hip forward. Just leaning forward, tucking your sit bones. Inhale, arms can stay parallel. Otherwise, you're going to bring them up. And again, you're opening up through the upper back. Breathe in your breath. One more breath. Inhale, straighten. Exhale, float the arms all the way down. Lovely. So guys, from here, I'm just going to get you to come to your bum. So you can just melt yourself down. Okay, and I'm going to get you to bring the base of the feet together. So just be mindful here. If you need to draw any flesh, you need to sit on anything, if you need more space in your hips. We're just going to bring the hands to the ankles and the knees are gently moving down. Now draw out all flesh anyway, so that you know you are on your sit bones. And then with the inhale, just let the knees gently lift. And then with the exhale, just actively move them down as if you're opening your feet like a book. Inhale up. Exhale, open the feet. And the knees. Inhale up. Exhale, open. Now they're going to stay. And again, you can just have them resting where feels comfortable. We're going to come from the hips to begin with. Start to melt forward and in. And then just roll and curl down through your spine. Softening the head. So from here, you can take your elbows and gently, again, no real vicious push. It's just a real subtle, gentle movement down. Take some nice deep breaths. As you inhale and exhale. The head go, the shoulders. And then inhale all the way back up. Bring the right knee with it. And then you're going to take the right foot and it's just going to come in front of the left shin. So you kind of shuffling the left leg slightly over. And then from here, guys, we're just going to take a twist. So the left hand is going to come on top of your right knee and the right hand is going to come behind the back. And then we're going to just take an inhale here, lengthening up. Again, make sure you're on your sit bones. Make sure this right foot is rooting. And then exhale, we spiral down and into the right side. Keep them shoulders down the back. Nice deep breaths. As we inhale, we get long through the spine. As we exhale, we find more space to move around. Maybe it's just mental space we find. One last breath. Inhale back. And then just slowly bring the left knee up, taking that right foot behind, right hand onto the left knee. And then exhale all the way around to the left. And again, with the inhale, get long through your spine. With the exhale, let yourself gently ravel round. Shoulders down the back. Last breath. All the way back. Lovely. So guys, from here, I'm just going to get you to come all the way down onto your back. All the way down onto your back. Just allowing yourself just to lengthen the legs. Let the toes fall out to the corners. Let the palms turn up. Let the shoulders melt away from your ears. Allow yourself just to be aware again of the back body and the floor. How your body now feels after the practice. How your breath is moving. Closing the eyes. And just staying here, or you can put on the Yoga Nidra video if that feels like a good idea. And namaste. Thanks for watching, guys.